for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News. In recognition of outstanding achievements in the field of outstanding, the Drug Truth Network is proud to present the Tin Foil Hat Award. Notable achievements of our first recipient. The day she was selected to be the administrator of the DEA in response to a question about medical marijuana and the report of the U.S. Institute of Medicine, she proclaimed, quote, "I don't read the peripheral reports." She told the Houston Chronicle that when she took on the job of administrator, quote, "I made money the number one priority. The amount of money the DEA seized each year has more than quadrupled to $1.9 billion last year, making the DEA the rare federal agency that nearly pays for itself," she joked. She crows about taking down the godfather of marijuana seeds, Canada's Mark Emery, yet the entity who invented these seeds and is the true father of the seed industry is widely known to be someone much higher than Mr. Emery. For these and at least 1.6 million other reasons, the number of U.S. citizens arrested each year for bags of plant products, the Drug Truth Network hereby awards its first ever Tin Foil Hat Award to Karen P. Tandy, the administrator of the Drug Enforcement Administration of the United States, the Czarina. I'll be mailing the award to her home in Avondale, Virginia. Do you think she'll frame it? Yes, indeed. I am whacking the administration. I am asking you to whack the administration and all your local officials who stand for eternal drug war. I'm calling for a national whacking day in the U.S. Whacking day is coming to America. October 27th, the last Saturday before Election Day. Craft a piñata or paint a picture of your mayor, your representative, or any elected official. Set up your caricature in the local park. Encourage your friends to swing the bat, hurl the water balloons, or otherwise show their feelings towards these officials, be they Republican, Democrat, or Independent. The Drug Truth Network offers $100 to the city with the most attendees and $100 for the most unique offering of thanks to an elected official. Please visit www.drugtruth.net. for more details. A quote from Thomas Jefferson: "The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants," end quote. Will you jump from the boiling water? Will you dare to compare the U.S. Constitution to what these corporate whores in Congress now call governance? Or will you continue to squat and watch the bubbles rise? I urge you to become a full citizen or find a hole to hide in. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.